I want to read a passage from 1 Samuel chapter 2. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, "Why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sins against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their fathers, because the Lord would slay them." And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, "Thus says the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by the fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." Glory be to the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. I want to talk about what the Lord says about honor. Remember the text in verse 30. The Lord says, therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of the tribe of Levi would always be my priest, but I will honor those who honor me, and I will despise those who think lightly of me. Eli had not honored the Lord by ruling his household well, and his sons had not honored the Lord by behavior worthy of their sacred office. And therefore, the Lord did not honor them, but took the high priesthood out of their family and made young Samuel to be the ruler in the land instead of any of their line. And if I would have my family ennobled, I must honor the Lord in all things. My beloved, God may allow the wicked to win worldly honors, but the dignity which he himself gives, even glory, honor, and immortality, he reserves for those who by holy obedience take care to honor him. It is important that we honor people that have done righteously. My father and mother will be honored when we come together in our 60th banquet celebration. We honor them because they have done a godly thing in bringing forth Calvary Baptist Church. They've worked, they've labored, they sacrificed that Calvary would be the church that she is today. It is important that we give honor to whom honor is due and tribute to him to whom tribute is due. We honor God because God has been good to us. We honor God because God has brought us a long way. We honor God because in times of crisis, we've had to call on his holy name. And God has always come through. Thank God we honor him. We honor God through his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and was resurrected the third day that we might have eternal life. What can I do to honor God? What can you do to honor the Lord? Well, I know what I want to do. I will promote his glory by my spoken testimony. Oh, my beloved, I have a testimony of God's goodness towards me. I have a testimony of God's miraculous healing power upon my physical body. I have a testimony of how God has given me a loving and caring family. I have a testimony, and based upon my testimony, I don't mind sharing it because my testimony will honor God. Because I would not be living today if it was not for the grace of God. What about you? What about you? I know I'm not the only one in God's earth, on God's earth, that know for sure God has been walking in their lives. I know God has been good to many of you that are under the sound of my voice. I know God has been good. I know God has brought you a long way. So if God has been good, honor him. Honor him by worshiping him. Worshiping him by going to the house of worship and joining other believers and giving God the praise and glory that is due his holy name. Oh yeah, I will promote his glory by testifying of his goodness in my life, by testifying of his goodness in the believer's life. And then I'll honor God by being obedient to what God has said through his son, Jesus Christ. I would honor him by being obedient to his word and to his will. What about you? Will you honor God, the God of God, the Lord of Lords? Will you honor him by being obedient? And then I will honor God by giving him some special service. I would honor God by saying, God, when I wake up in the morning, God, I'm going to do this for you, and I want you to get the glory. I want God to know that it's not all about me, but it's all about you. I want to honor him by giving him special service. What about you? Can you honor God by doing something wonderful and good and giving God the praise for it? Can you honor God by visiting that relative or that friend or that church member that's in the hospital, in the rest home, in the rehab? Can you visit them and honor God? Can you honor God by taking food to a food pantry so the less fortunate might be fed? Or taking clothes to the clothes pantry that those that are unable to afford clothing for their body might be clothed? I'm telling you today, there is something you can do that will honor God today. You don't have to wait tomorrow. You can do it today. Honor God, my beloved, by doing works of goodness and kindness in the name of Jesus. And then I invite you to say to yourself, self, let me sit down and think of how I can honor God. Because I know God has honored me. You ought to say to yourself, God, thank you for honoring me, for doing good things in my life, for opening doors for me that no man can close, opening doors for me that no man can shut. Can't you honor God today? That's God's plea to you. If I never see your face, I want you to honor God, because God is a good God. Hallelujah. And the God I serve is worthy to be praised. Somebody wrote a song that said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. Can't you count your blessings today? Can't you say, God, I recognize that I have not done the things that you called me to do, but I count my blessings. Because there were times, God, you could have taken me out of this world, but you let me stay. Oh, I count my blessings. There were times that I didn't have money to pay my bills, and you made a way out of no way. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Were you in the hospital and the doctors could not diagnose your case? But thank God, God stepped in and healed you, and you are a survivor today. Count your blessings. Hallelujah. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. And not only that, God has saved us through his son, Jesus Christ. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. I count my blessing because of his amazing grace. Amazing grace. I honor God because his grace is amazing. I honor God because he has done so much for me that I didn't deserve what about you? What has God done for you that you have not deserved? Then honor him. Honor him, the one that kept you out of the prison cell. Honor him, the one that has given you extended life. Honor him. Honor God, and God will honor you. God bless you. God keep you is our continued prayer.